Welcome
to New Entry Wrestling Podcast, baby! Welcome back to New Entry Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, Sexy Ian, with my co-host, Eva. What it do, baby?
Hey, Ian. Hey, listeners out there. We're actually going to continue part two of WrestleMania and night two. Let's get started. I know.
You messed up everything.
I know.
Okay. Hold on. We're going to continue with WrestleMania. Today's episode is going to be WrestleMania night two and continue the rest of our favorite top WrestleMania matches. Jeez, yeah. Ever.
I know,
oh,
right?
My gosh. You still drunk? This guy had a party last night. Did not invite me. So, anyways.
Yeah.
You want to talk about your party?
No, I'm good.
All right. You sure you want to do this episode today?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
All right. Because you look like you're about to pass out.
No.
All right. Go ahead, man. You want to give them the lineup for the WrestleMania night too?
For sure. Okay. So we have Matt Riddle versus Sheamus. Singles match for the WWE United States Championship. We have Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn with Logan Paul in a singles match. We have Big E versus Apollo Crews in a Nigerian drum fight for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. We have the Bray Wyatt with Alexa Bliss versus Randy Orton in a singles match. We have Asuka versus Rhea Ripley in a singles match for the Raw Women's Championship. And the main event, right? It's confirmed the main event.
Yeah.
Is Roman Reigns with Paul Heyman versus Edge versus Daniel Bryan in a triple threat match for the WWE Universal Championship.
Wow. All right. That lineup is way better than night two, I would say. All right. So what? Let's go ahead and get started. With Riddle versus Sheamus. Who do you think is going to go over?
I'm going to go with Riddle.
Riddle?
Yeah.
I love Sheamus.
Yeah.
But... you know what? I think Riddle's going to go. I feel like he's going to win. But I'm going to go with Sheamus on this one.
What?
Yeah. just so, I don't know. Just because
Sheamus has done everything already. Riddle is like, he's like the hot new thing. You know, not really. Like last year or something.
He's,
you know,
hot because he'd be smoking.
But yeah, like Sheamus has done everything already. Riddle, you know, who knows if he ever gets a WWE championship.
Possibly. It's possible, to be honest. But I don't know. Sheamus, I feel like that match that he had with Drew McIntyre, you know, that, what was it? Last man, was it? No, it was a no-holds-bar match.
Yeah, it was like, right? They hit each other with the steps and stuff.
Yeah, and then that was just like a great fight that they had. But I don't know. I think Sheamus needs the win for once. And like, he could always win the title and then drop the title back to Riddler, you know? So,
Riddle.
Oh, it's my bad.
Riddle. Riddler, like, is Batman or something. But yeah, I don't know. That'll be a good match, though. I want to see that.
Unless he hits him with his bro kick and then just like a 10-second
like
match.
Like a Daniel Bryan thing.
Yeah. That'd be funny.
Yeah.
But all right. So you next match, Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn.
Oh, man.
With Logan Paul in his corner.
Okay, I could do without Logan Paul because Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens or El Generico versus
Kevin
Steen. Oh, dude, if they allow him to wrestle like the Ring of Honor days and then, you know, PWG and all those, you know, when back in the Indies,
yeah,
if they allow him to wrestle like that, this match would be really great. But with Logan Paul, I don't know
I don't know why he's there, to be honest. He was there on SmackDown. But he's going to be there. I think he's just there because they want. Yeah, celebrity. That's all it is, to be honest.
Man, but if they let them wrestle like the way they want, I mean, they're not spring chickens anymore. They're not young, you know, when they were doing it back in the, you know, PWG days and all that. But still, if they let them wrestle the way they let them, this match would be amazing.
Yeah.
It should steal a match of the night if they actually let them do it.
It's more of a, like, are they going to have a good time frame to tell a good story in the match? So, but yeah, no, like I agree with everything you just said. Like, my favorite matches of Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, El Generico, was all in PWG or Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's like, there's no question that they are gonna have a great match.
Yeah, great chemistry.
Yeah, they have great chemistry in the ring. So it's just, I don't know. I think Logan Paul, it makes it like, you know?
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I guess we just gotta wait and find out. And then they find, like, what's also great for them is that of all the matches that they had, they're finally gonna have a big one at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that's like a great thing for them.
Yeah, like, hey, we're in the indies. Now it started, WrestleMania.
Yeah, it started. Their rivalry started in the indies. Now
they went to like NXT.
And then now it's at WrestleMania. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. Clearly they're doing something right.
Yeah.
I know they're probably like, oh, we deserve to be in the main event picture. But it's like, you guys. But I'm just happy that you guys are there, you know?
Yeah.
So that's all I care. But anyways, all right, Big E versus Apollo Crews for the Intercontinental Championship. I'm going to go with Apollo Crews on this one.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
I didn't know what a match. What match is that? Nigerian drum fight? What is that? Do they beat each other with drums?
I really don't know. That's what she said. But anyway, I don't know. That's why I didn't bring it up.
Why do you think Apollo Crews and not Big E?
I would like Big E to win, but the fact that Apollo Crews is getting another opportunity, I feel like he's gonna win the title.
Yeah, so like he lost what, 4 times already? 5, 6?
No,
he's had like
five, 6 chances already. I don't think it was that many. I think it was just like 2. And then plus that match that they had at Fastlane, that I don't even know if it was still a botch or not. Yeah, but anyways,
to this day we don't know.
Yeah, but anyways, yeah, I feel like Apollo Crews is gonna take the win.
Yeah, so I'll take Big E.
All right.
Big E, because Big E is transitioning.
He needs this win. He needs a win at WrestleMania.
Because they said that he's going to be the only reason why they broke up the New Day or split them was because Big E was going to have a WWE championship run.
Right.
But now.
He was supposed to
champion already.
Not be champion, but he was going to be in the main event picture with Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
Yeah, and here we are. He's facing Apollo Crews.
But he's the IC champion.
Yeah, so he's like the second tier champion. Yeah. But still, it's not like that's the reason why they broke up the New Day in the first place. Like, why even do that? Just put him
so he could be in the title picture. Yeah,
hopefully they put him into it eventually. But WrestleMania would have been a good spot for him to do it.
Well, I'm not saying I want Big E to win. I just have a feeling that Apollo Crews is gonna win the title.
Yeah.
But if Big E wins, hey, that's fine with me. But all right, the other one is Finn. Oh my gosh. The Fiend. Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton. Bro, that whole burn Jason Friday the 13th.
Slipknot mask and stuff.
Oh my gosh, Jason. It looks cool at first when he, you know, showed up at what was it, Fastlane?
Yeah.
But now it's just like, damn, you're really going out like that, huh? Like, all right. But like, I don't know. Did I mention it? Maybe I didn't, but I think I feel like the reason why they're doing that is that I think it's kind of like a cocoon kind of thing where it's like Randy Orton is going to like set him on fire again, or he's basically going to come out like a shell where he's going to come out as the original Fiend, you know, back to his old form.
Oh, wow.
So that's how I feel. That's why he has like the whole bodysuit and stuff. There's a chance because with the whole bodysuit, there could be, and anybody could be in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I feel like he's going to come out as his original form at WrestleMania. Wow. So people are pretty upset because it's not a Firefly Funhouse match.
Yeah, but people say they didn't like that match, or they didn't like it as much. Like these.
Well, it's because they're going to have
cinematic matches.
Yeah, because it was a cinematic match. So that's why they did it that way. Oh, so, but now there's going to be fans. It's like, what do you want to see them in the ring? You know,
I get you.
It's gonna be pretty interesting,
yeah,
how it works out. But obviously,
who do you got though?
Obviously, the Fiend is gonna go over.
Yeah, I agree with that one.
So
Randy Orton's like, yeah, but you know, Fiend's like, I need this win too. He needs a win.
He needs the win at WrestleMania, and plus he beat John Cena last year.
Yeah, surprising how like he will lose this year. But Randy Orton's not a bad person to lose to if he did lose. But he needs a win.
Yeah. He does need the W at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. All right. You want to give him the last two matches.
Okay, so we got Asuka versus Rhea Ripley for the Raw Women's Championship.
Honestly, I don't really care for that match, but I want Asuka to win. And that's all I gotta say about it.
Yeah.
I don't like how it was just like she
put together, like,
yeah, it was
like, just, I showed up, I want a title match. Okay, yeah, cool.
That's it. Didn't do anything.
No build up.
No build just up. Show up. Just showed up. That was it.
The only reason why they probably wanted, they probably put her in because she's already the NXT UK, and she was already the NXT women's, and now she's trying to go for a triple crown. I don't know if they have that where you get every title, every woman's title.
I don't know.
But yeah, I mean, I'll go with Asuka too. I mean, yeah, I like Rhea Ripley. She's a great wrestler, but
no, yeah,
just throwing her into a title match, I'm like,
yeah, it was just the fact that she was just thrown in there, like, geez, my throat. That's what she said. Anyways, like she was just throwing there, like that's something Charlotte would do.
Yeah, Charlotte showed up or something.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm in this match.
You know what I realized though, actually, now looking at the lineup for both nights, where's Bayley? She's not at WrestleMania. She could have been a good pick me up from Raw. Like, hey, let's go to. But I like her on SmackDown. But you know what I mean? Like her show up on Raw and like face Asuka.
I honestly have no idea. I can't answer that.
And where's the? Yeah, there's not even Nia Jax. Oh, Nia, I don't want Nia Jax. But you know what I mean? Like we're missing. Like we're, you know,
missing a lot of people.
Yeah, like
they could always be added to the match.
Well, yeah, but Asuka. Yeah, if she faced like.
But I feel like Asuka's gonna lose. But I want Asuka. I think Asuka's gonna win.
Yeah, so, me too. But Rhea Ripley, if she wins, I'll be surprised. I'm like, wow, you just gave her the
belt. I'd just be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Just, she's most likely going to drop it
to
Charlotte when she comes back.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah.
Anyways.
And the main event, well, they say it's the main event officially, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, that's definitely the main event.
Is Roman Reigns versus Edge versus Daniel Bryan for the Universal Championship triple threat match?
That one's a trick one.
Bryan. He needs it.
You're going with Daniel Bryan?
Yes. Yes.
I'm gonna go with Edge.
Ooh. Yeah. Why?
No.
Because they're both.
Oh, no. You know what? No. Screw that. I'm gonna go with Roman Reigns.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Most likely he will because Daniel Bryan's on his way out. But I want to see Daniel Bryan win it at the end.
Right.
You know how like Trish Stratus did it?
Oh yeah, when she faced Lita at like her hometown.
Yeah, like WrestleMania. Well, obviously this is not his hometown, but like. This would be like his, I think he says his last WrestleMania or
this could be, no. He said this could be his last chance to main event WrestleMania.
Yeah. So I'm like, if he wins it and he drops the belt or he loses it on the following SmackDown or even holds it for like a month to the next pay-per-view, I'm like, okay, at least he won it. And then he could just retire or go part-time like he planned on doing. But Edge obviously comeback story. Well, they're all comeback stories, man.
It's that's crazy. The problem. That's why it's a big deal.
You know, like all of them have different. Well, Daniel Bryan's been back for a few years. Edge just got back recently, and then Roman Reigns got back like recently too.
Right.
But they all have their comeback story from like, you know, either concussions or neck injuries or, you know, leukemia. So I don't know.
They're gonna have a great. It's gonna be a great match. The thing is it gonna top WrestleMania's 30 match? Is it gonna top WrestleMania 20? You know, that's what I want to know, and I guess we gotta wait and find out. Yeah. But I think it'd be cool if they turn it into a triple threat, like a elimination match.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty cool.
Meaning, if Edge wins, it might just bring back the World Heavyweight Title. I would see that. I'd be legit.
People keep saying that, but no, it's not. I don't think it's gonna happen.
But the Universal Title has been from the day one. It's already been like it already had a stain on it, like a stain, like a mark on it. Like it was like,
oh, the blue belt.
No, like the red belt. Remember like how when it first came out, it's already like, okay, this title is not going to succeed. At least the World Heavyweight Title, like, you know, it still has this prestige to it. And I would love to see that belt come back. Actually, I have that belt.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that belt too, but I don't think it's going to come back.
Oh, man.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I get you. But
I do like the Universal Title as like the, with the blue, but when it was red, it was just like, nah,
man. What were you guys thinking?
Yeah.
But I'll go for Daniel Bryan for sure.
I'm going to go. I want Edge to win. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But I'm going to go with Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
So you want to bet on that? Another $2?
Yeah, we'll bet.
All right. So make it $4 total then.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So let's bet. Who could we bet on a dollar on?
Man, I don't want none.
That's too much money for you?
No, just all the matches. I'm like, man, I'm not really intrigued. A lot of the matches I'm not really interested in.
Right. Well, don't get. It's not a bad lineup. It's just like. When you see the lineup, it's like, oh, this is nice. All right, cool. And then you see, oh, this is WrestleMania.
Yeah. Like, is it's a WrestleMania.
Yeah, women? It's just like, oh, like,
put
okay.
that in Fastlane, man.
There's what one no Sasha's being Sasha. I guess Lashley and Drew McIntyre, the Roman Reigns,
only the title matches.
Randy Orton, like three or four matches. It's like a WrestleMania match.
Yeah, everything else is like, let's just put it together.
Right.
Let's just have the WrestleMania moment and go from there. Oh, well. Bye.
It is what it is. Yeah. But anyways, Ever, we don't have that much time because, you know, we're running out of time. So anyways, let's go ahead with what are we doing?
The remaining top five that we had from our list.
From our list.
WrestleMania matches.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Damn, we haven't finished that.
Nah, man. Jeez. We only went to, we did 10 through 6 last episode.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, we're doing 5-1.
5-1.
You want to start?
No, you start because I started last
okay,
time.
Okay, cool. So my number five, it was Shawn Michaels versus Ric Flair, WrestleMania 24.
Woo!
Yeah, that match, I don't know, man. Seeing like, oh, God.
That was
the retirement match.
Retirement match for Ric Flair.
Lost. But we knew he was going to lose. I knew it. I'm like, it's going to be over. But when, like, well, the match was great and stuff, right? But the match
was
at the
great.
End,
it was amazing. Awesome. It was amazing. It was the match of the decade.
Yeah.
It was match of the year, match of the night.
So. Well, when Ric Flair stood up and he's like clutching his hands and he looks at Shawn Michaels and Shawn Michaels is like, I love you. And he goes and switching music. And boom. He drops and then Shawn Michaels pins him and they're like, one, two, three. And he like, you see him, oh God, make a grown man cry, bro.
Make a grown man cry.
Like if a woman ever tells you, you never cry, like, oh man, you don't even know. you've not seen this match. Crying babies.
Oh no. I would have said like, I would have showed her the clip when I found out Eddie Guerrero there.
Oh my gosh.
I cried.
Yeah.
But wrestling I was a kid, though.
Yeah, wrestling gets you that emotion. Did so it was know? Like, and because you saw Ric Flair. Well, obviously, we know he wrestled after that, too, you know, an Impact in TNA.
TNA, Jay but Lethal, and time, Sting, yeah. And Castic, no, Mick Foley.
But yeah, that's my number five. You know, Ric Flair going out with a bang, literally.
Yeah, that was a great match. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. And it was not the best technical, but it was very great storytelling. Yeah. It's like everybody wrestles in their way. And we got, you know, what we got out of that match is like what Ric Flair does. And we got what Shawn Michaels does. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. And that moonsault that Shawn Michaels did off the ropes and landed on the table.
Oh, my God.
Oh my gosh! And he freaking messed up like his ribs or his stomach or something. Sure. He messed up something that night. But anyways, what was that? Five?
That's my fifth. Yeah.
All right. So my number five is The Undertaker versus AJ Styles. WrestleMania 36, the cinematic match, the Boneyard match. And even though it was like it was not a like what a type. A wrestling match, but they did had a great fight, and it was like a movie telling action film kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And you know, it was a great I can't talk.
Great.
It was a great way for the Undertaker to like have his last match, his last ride. And you know, the only thing I wouldn't change everything from the beginning to the end was great, except for the fact that I had mixed feelings about it, where he did the big boot to AJ Styles, to the graveyard, or the, you know what I mean? To
tombstone and stuff.
The tombstone and all that. I feel like he should have chokeslammed him,
mm.
You know? But it still worked out anyways. So, and yeah, and then he took off driving with his motorcycle, but they had that what's that, the Undertaker cross symbol?
Yeah.
You know, with the lights. Was that lights or fireworks or whatever?
I think it was fireworks. Yeah.
But, and then, yeah. And he drove off, and that was it. That was the last match of The Undertaker, or Undertaker's last match. Wow. Main eventing WrestleMania, and AJ Styles' first WrestleMania main event. And now he's in the mid-card at WrestleMania for the Raw Tag Team titles.
Nice.
But nice. No, that's nice. That's not nice.
No,
that's
no.
A bummer.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
It's a bummer. He should have been in the WWE title pitcher. Should have been him versus Drew McIntyre at WrestleMania for the WWE title.
Yeah.
But no. but it's whatever. Anyways, go ahead, Ever.
And number four is Shawn Michaels versus Chris Jericho, WrestleMania. Was it 20?
Who? No. I wasn't paying attention.
Shawn Michaels versus Chris Jericho in
Seattle. Oh, yeah, man.
Which one was it? 19?
That was WrestleMania 19, man.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Man, that was a great match, too. I was like thinking about it. Like, I'm not going to lie. That wasn't my honorable mentions.
Yeah.
In case we had one. But I was just like, I wanted to be like, should I put that in my list? I was like, where should I put it? But I was just like, you know what? I was like, I just left it alone. So I was like, I just put it in my honorable mention just in case.
Yeah, that match was great. And then when he like, I think Chris Jericho super sweet chin music then too.
Oh yeah.
And then who won? I think Shawn Michaels won.
Yeah, he won.
And then he got like a low blow.
What do you
blow.
Mean he think you
won? Sorry.
You should know he won.
And he got low blow by like.
After Chris, they hugged, yeah.
Oh, dude. It's like, oh yeah, work it.
That was Shawn Michaels' first WrestleMania match back from WrestleMania, what?
10 years ago? Like,
no, it wasn't 10 years ago at that point. I think 5, because this is 1914.
He faced was Stone Cold.
Right? Yeah, so WrestleMania 14.
Yeah,
wow. Came back 5 years later. Wow. So, yeah. And that was match of the night and match of the year, too.
Yeah, we're getting some good matches.
Yeah, so. And then, like I said, that was Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels, like, needed that match, and they had a great chemistry. And it was funny because, what's his name? Chris Jericho, I believe he said in an interview once saying that they had, like, a 15-minute match. And Chris Jericho told Shawn Michaels, like, shouldn't we be taking it home? He's like, if you're having a great match like that, you keep going. Whoa. And they went for like another 5 minutes. And then that, what's it called? Jack Knight roll up. I think that's what it's called. I don't know if that's the right word for it, but that roll up that he did, how he won, it was pretty cool. When he went for that backdrop, landed on his feet. Use his legs to roll him up. It's kind of hard to explain, but you know. But anyways, Shawn Michaels won with a roll up, and that was a cool way how he won it.
Yeah,
I actually like that roll up. I wish more people would do it more often.
Yeah. He's a man of 1,000 moves, right? Chris Jericho. Shawn Michaels did it. Yeah, but
yeah, to your point. Well, no, I think Chris Jericho said he's 1,001.
Wow.
Dean Malenko said he's 1,000.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So yeah. Wow. He got the idea from that. But yeah. Man, WrestleMania 19 had a great lineup match. Amazing. From what? Matt Hardy versus Rey Mysterio, Big Show The Undertaker versus Big Show and A-Train. That was amp, but you know, so The Undertaker had a great entrance that day. Trish Stratus versus Jazz and Victoria. Los Guerreros versus Benoit, Rhino, and Team Angle.
I think so, yeah.
I think that's what they were called. Vince McMahon versus Hulk Hogan, 20 years in the making. The Rock versus Stone Cold Steve Austin. Triple H versus Booker T. Kurt Angle versus Brock Lesnar, man. Like, that lineup was, like, freaking amazing. Freaking amazing, man.
Yeah, it was.
And a lot of, like, moments happened that day, too. Roddy Piper debut made a return. The Shooting Star Press from Brock Lesnar.
Oh, man.
Jeez. But anyways, what was that?
Fourth.
So my number four is, we talked about it in the last episode because it was in your top. The Rock versus Stone Cold Steve Austin, WrestleMania 19. Speaking of WrestleMania 19. So yeah. So The Rock's, you know, I love The Rock as the Hollywood heel. He had a great freaking entrance. The Rock, it was the last time, not the last time, but it made it seem like that was the last time we were going to see him until, you know, Goldberg showed up and he had one more match.
Yes.
But, you know, and seeing him down that aisle but obviously the first person to walk down that aisle in his wrestling gear was Stone Cold Steve Austin. And, you know, like, again, we talked about it in the last episode, great match. They always had great chemistry, and what a way for Stone Cold to have his last match with, you know, and it took The Rock to hit him not one, but two, three rock bottoms to get the 1-2-3, finally defeating Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So 2-1 now at WrestleMania. So, but all right, that was my number four. I had more to talk about it, but we talked about it on the last episode. So,
yeah,
go ahead. What are your number?
My number three is a short one. It's pretty much the other one they had, The Rock or Stone Cold, WrestleMania 17, no DQ match.
Oh, okay, yeah,
that was the first one. Like, not the first one. That was like
second one.
I like that one a lot. I mean, obviously, it's 2 years earlier. Who was the face in that one? Oh, man.
They were both face.
Yeah, so it was like...
Stone Cold Steve Austin turned heel that night.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When he joined forces with McMahon.
Yeah, so it was like, I love that match. It was a great match. No DQ. Definitely recommend it.
That was the best WrestleMania as well. WrestleMania 17 had a great lineup, too.
Yeah. That was in Toronto.
No, that was in Houston.
Oh, Houston. So 19 was in...
18 was in Toronto.
18 Toronto, 19
was
Seattle.
Seattle. Oh,
okay. Wow.
So, yeah, had WrestleMania what? 17 had The Rock versus Steve Austin, Triple H, The Undertaker, TLC match, Dougley's Hardy, Christian Edge, Eddie Guerrero versus Taz, Right to Censor, Right versus APA and Taz, Victoria. Or is it Victoria, her name? No, Ivory.
Ivory.
Versus China for the women's title. Ooh. And the hardcore match of Rhino versus Big Show and Kane. So that was like the best WrestleMania of all time,
People
say. And I agree too.
Definitely.
All right, so my number three is The Undertaker versus Edge. I talked about this so many times, So I'm going to try to keep it short. That's what she said. Kind of. Does that work for it? I don't think so. Anyways, Undertaker, Edge, best story in the business. It was a one-year storytelling from the moment Edge cashed in the Money in the Bank briefcase on The Undertaker to win the World Heavyweight Championship. They had this feud going all the way to WrestleMania. And, you know, one thing I always wanted was The Undertaker to main event WrestleMania. And that was, I thought it should have happened at WrestleMania 23. It didn't happen. And for me, being a huge fan of Edge, finally getting that moment and main eventing WrestleMania and being the guy where it was like, I think he was the first guy to mention, no, not to mention, but like, to me, I felt like he was going to be a threat to breaking the streak, you know what I mean?
I
took him serious.
Yeah.
So I was like, damn, he may be the guy to break the streak, you know? So, and they had a very great match that night. And, you know, and I finally got what I wanted was for them to main event WrestleMania. And I, you know, they both faced each other. So it was a cool thing. And The Undertaker walked out as world champion. And I think that he became 16-0.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, that was my number three.
Okay, cool. My number two, we talked about this already. It was Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 26.
Was on my top.
Yeah, I was on your top. So, but you know, was that number?
For me?
Yeah.
For me, that was my number, you said WrestleMania 26?
Yeah.
That was my number seven.
Okay, so yeah, pretty much. Like, you know, what's more to say about that one?
Right.
Come on. That's Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels. Come on.
By saying, you know, it was like a great match and match of the night, was it? Yeah, it was match of the night. Match of the year.
Oh, okay.
Match of the decade was Ric Flair versus Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
From 2000 to 2009.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So,
wow.
Would that even make a decade? I don't know. Maybe it will. Yeah. But anyways, that was your number two?
My number two, yes.
All right. Well, my number two is, we talked about it in my last episode where I felt The Undertaker should retire at WrestleMania 28. But I'm kind of glad that he had one more match in him. But he, you know, had multiple other matches. But this one, I definitely felt like, okay, you should be done. Retired already. It was The Undertaker versus CM Punk, WrestleMania 29. Mm. Undertaker's entrance, awesome. CM Punk's entrance with Living Colors.
Oh, yeah, Living in Color.
Yeah, great entrance. Da-na-na-na-na. Like, they told a great story in the ring. I personally felt the CM Punk should have made events at WrestleMania, WWE champion.
Mm. Yep.
Either facing The Undertaker or facing CM Punk, facing John Cena. But we got, you know, Cena versus The Rock instead. But anyways, another great match that was match of the night. And I believe this one, I'm not 100% sure. I don't know if it was match of the year that year. I have no idea, but I know it was match of the night for sure.
Yeah.
That's for a fact. Match of the year, I'm not 100%. But they, like I said, they told a great story in the ring, man. And when CM Punk was just basically, unfortunately, Paul Bearer passed away. So they were using that as the storyline into the build-up for WrestleMania, which was sucked. But, you know, Paul Bearer would have wanted that.
Yeah.
So it worked out. And they told, you know, it was a great storyline or great build-up to WrestleMania. The only problem I had was, and CM Punk said it himself, was how the build-up was. It was a fatal four-way match, and the winner will go on and face The Undertaker. So it was stupid. And then from there, CM Punk won, and then they started that storyline. It should have just been like the storyline.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was just, but whatever. So, but yeah, they had a great match and all that. And then what I was trying to say was how CM Punk tried to do the flying elbow on the top rope onto the announce table where Undertaker was on, and he just like crashed and burned, but except the table didn't break. So, you know, apparently wrestlers say when the announce table don't break, it hurts 10 times worse when it actually breaks, which is weird, but I guess so. I wouldn't know. So, and then how CM Punk the finish was cool. CM Punk hit, not the finish. Well, the finish, yes, but I showed you the video where he had them on the Anaconda Vice, and the Undertaker just sat up and like stared at CM Punk and stuff like that.
Well, it made him look weak, no? Sort of? Like your moves ineffective?
Well, it's the Undertaker, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, it worked. If it was anybody else, and CM Punk just started screaming, thinking like, yeah, he's going to tap out. I got this. And then he just sits up like, oh, no, I don't got this. But yeah, and then, he hit him with the GTS, the go to sleep. And he like did the no sell, hit him with the tombstone. But that's where he kicked out. And eventually CM Punk got hit with the tombstone, and the Undertaker, got the 1-2-3 and made it 21-0 at WrestleMania, where he should have freaking retired. But no, he wanted to keep going. But anyways, he had match of the year. He had four back-to-back match of the year and or match of the night at WrestleMania. And it's just like, man, dude, that's it. Done. Be done with it, but whatever, he just kept going. But like I said, that was a great match, and like a match I felt like it should have been for the WWE championship. And also, even though how it worked out or what happened with CM Punk, at that time I really thought CM Punk should have broke the streak.
Oh man,
it would have been a great jump in his career. Even though it would have not done much for him,
he would have so left.
But the thing is, it would have meant more to him than it did to Brock.
Yeah,
let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
So,
Brock wants a check and CM Punk.
Brock Lesnar just I don't know. I felt like the people I felt like should have broke the WrestleMania streak was Kurt Angle, CM Punk, and Randy Orton. And then obviously later on Roman Reigns, but by then the streak was already broken,
It's like, okay, I just
so yeah, so it doesn't really matter. And what was the other thing? Even Brock Lesnar, he said it himself that he wanted only two people to break the streak, and that was Brock Lesnar and Kurt Angle. So
imagine if it was a triple threat match.
He never had a triple threat match, did he? Only handicap matches.
Yeah.
He almost had a tag team match, but then they changed it to a handicap. But anyways, that was my number two. Go ahead with your number two ever.
Oh, that was I did my number two.
One.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead with your number one.
My number one is Bret Hart versus Stone Cold Steve Austin, WrestleMania 13. That was in Rosemont. Nice. That was in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
I didn't watch it live, but obviously I watched it on
but
later on. Yeah. And it was like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's where I became a Bret Hart fan.
Yeah, he had him in a sharpshooter, and you see him, like, crying and, like, wincing in pain. You see the crimson mask, like, right. Blood just dripping and dripping. And he's like, oh, and then he just passes out, bang. So he never actually tapped out. He passed out.
Ken Shamrock was the
referee,
special guest referee.
Oh, man.
That was my first match I saw with Bret Hart, and that's where I was, like, I became a fan from that point, where that's where I started watching his matches with Shawn Michaels. And they had some great chemistry in the ring as well. But sorry, I didn't want to, like, you know, cut you off, but I just wanted to point that out. Go ahead.
Yeah, but, you know, like, I just love that match. And, you know, it just so classic. Like, I think that's the that's before
that was match of the match of the night. Yeah. I think it was match of the year too.
Yeah. So that was like, wasn't that the WrestleMania before he left? Or no, how many
WrestleMania? That was no, that was his last WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like,
because he was supposed to face Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 13 for the WWE Championship, but Shawn Michaels did not want to do the job for him.
Yeah, he
did. Yeah. Because apparently it was either going to be a singles match or a 2 out of 3 falls.
Wow.
So that way, Bret gets a win, Shawn gets a win, and then Bret gets the final win. Yeah. And that would be it. But Shawn didn't want to do the job. And then that's where he said the whole he lost his smile and all that. So, but whatever. But hey, we got because of that night, Stone Cold Steve Austin became a star.
Yeah.
So it worked out.
Definitely. He's like, that's what made the Attitude Era pretty much helped her to be.
Oh, yeah. Survivor. Definitely. Definitely.
But, he never passed out. He tapped out.
But all right. My number one is my favorite WrestleMania match at the moment. My list could always change in the future. Kofi Kingston versus the new Daniel Bryan for the WWE Championship, WrestleMania 35, baby. Wow. Yeah, one great match, obviously, because it's my number one. Every match on this list was a great match, obviously. Yeah, yeah. It wouldn't be on our list. But the fact of watching Kofi Kingston starting off at ECW, seeing him beat Chris Jericho to become the IC champion, seeing him team up with CM Punk to become world tag team champion, you know, to go on beating Sheamus for the US title. And, you know, obviously he had won those titles multiple times and won other tag team titles with other tag team partners. Mm-hmm. And he's done it all besides, you know, he had some amazing matches, amazing moments from, like, you know, Royal Rumble moments, you know, ladder match moments, and crazy spots, that Madison Square Garden spot where he did the, what was it he called it, the boom boom leg drop on Randy Orton onto the table and stuff, you know. And then he had so many great moments, some great matches, not like five-star classic matches, but he had some great matches. And to have that opportunity at the Elimination Chamber, you know, to become WWE champion, and he had, what, maybe 5 to 10 minutes with Daniel Bryan?
Yeah.
And people thought that Kofi Kingston was going to win. And that was it. He had his, we all thought he had his 15 minutes of fame, you know? And he had another opportunity. Kofi Mania, man. You know, it's, and I said it before, that should have closed out WrestleMania, but it didn't. So, but the fact that we were able to still get that match because we actually wanted that match to happen. And Kofi Kingston hitting Daniel Bryan with the Trouble in Paradise, you know, kick him in the head, and he got the 1-2-3. Mm-hmm. And, you know, him celebrating. CM Punk said it. He deserved the WWE opportunity, the WWE title opportunity, and winning the title a long time ago. But the fact that now that his kids are a little grown up, and to experience that moment with him, it was like, it was great, you know? So it was a great feeling. It was
his New Day brothers were there.
Yeah.
Too, and like, let's pull out the dirty title. And
they got rid of the Daniel Bryan, the Eagle Friendly. Man, I love that title. That title was really nice. But yeah, the fact that they brought the old WWE Championship, you know, and it was great. And New Day they started from like a joke group, like jobbers, to going to that point of WrestleMania. They were in the main event. Let's just put it that way. They were in the main event for WrestleMania, and it was just, you know, a great feeling just to see that in a great moment. So that's why that's my number one. And, you know, we're about to find out if this year is going to live up to the hype and make it to our list next year.
Yeah, that's so great. We will have to update this list. What do you think about last year's WrestleMania? Next year.
We're going to find out next year.
Like, man, it'll be in person. So you guys be one night only next year, right? Where is it?
Hopefully.
Dallas.
Yeah, hopefully. I'll be down for that. Yeah. But we're about to find
out. Making a road trip. Arlington.
Baby. I don't know about road trip, but.
Take a flight.
I'll probably fly over there.
Come back, and then.
Yeah.
Watch the show, come back. Bye.
Yeah, basically. But, all right. Well, hopefully everybody checks out WrestleMania Night 1 and 2. And, you know, hopefully it turns out to be a great show. This is the first time it's going to have some audience over there. But anyways, yeah, that was it for our list, and that's it for this episode.
Like, all right, listeners, this will be it for this episode, like Ian mentioned. I'm Ever, and this is Ian.
And we are out.
Bye, guys.
Doo-doo-doo.
Yay!